It is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at stories that we're following both home and abroad. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Lots going on in Washington once again.
Wow, it's almost like a circus. It's almost like the big tent, the circus, a three-ring circus, because there's so many different things going on in Washington. I guess the, one of the first things we should look at is that I'm pretty sure when's the House going to vote on the contempt for Bannon?
That could come today.
Okay.
That could come today, and then a referral, which the Justice Department doesn't necessarily have to follow, but sometimes might. You know, it's a decision to be made by Merrick Garland.
And I guess the only recourse they have, if they decide to do it, would be to plop him in jail until he decides either to. You know, what I don't understand is, can't he come in and if he wants to be arrogant and just plead the fifth? You know, the fifth.
He could, but he's received a pardon for some of what he did.
Okay.
So whether he'd have that or not. And then if he pleads the fifth, they could offer him immunity, which means he couldn't be prosecuted, but he would have to talk. And that's how sometimes they get around people pleading the fifth and say, well, all right, we agree not to prosecute you now. You can't plead the fifth because you have no criminal jeopardy.
All right. So that is going on in Washington, as well as, once again, the fighting that's going on over the proposals of the two big, really, keys of Joe Biden's economic recovery plans.
Right, exactly. And, you know, yesterday there was a sort of a whiff of optimism in the air, which kind of dissipated overnight because as the details are starting to leak out of what Joe Biden says he would include, that's, of course, people with their favorite projects are all upset. He's saying the best he can do probably is something that would total $1.9 trillion. And while that's, you know, way down from what originally they talked about, if someone came to you fresh and said, we're going to have 1.5 on the infrastructure and 1.9 on the social safety net, that'd be a lot, you know. But now the way it's been spun and sort of laid out by the Democrats and the Biden administration, it ends up being nothing more than kind of a disappointment, even though it's a massive spending bill, perhaps the biggest in history.
And, of course, our good friend, Mr. Mnuchin, he wants to add a work requirement to the child tax credit.
Well, Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Kristen Sinema from Arizona are really creating headaches for everybody in the Democratic Party. But the fact is, without those two, they don't have a majority, so they wouldn't even be in this position. And it's Kristen Sinema who has been the most sort of enigmatic, because you can't quite figure out what she wants. She has talked about she doesn't want anything that would lower the prescription prices because she's receiving lots of money from Big Pharma. She doesn't want any tax increase on the wealthier corporations because she's also been receiving huge donations, actually campaigning and raising money on her stance. So she's harder to understand than Manchin, who, you know, is a West Virginia senator, is trying to protect the oil and gas industry. Plus, as you say, this requirement of you've got to be seeking work to receive the child tax credit, that's something that actually, you know, would hurt his own constituents, but he's still pushing ahead and kind of undercuts the notion that let's just get the money out to people and end poverty and we'll see what happens. Part of it is people can't go to work if they can't pay for child care. And, you know, already the bill has been pared back. Joe Biden saying he's giving up on free community college. That seems to be out the window with the ability to pare down this bill to something that Manchin could vote for.
And I want to bring this up. You know, you look at if you look at the infrastructure bills that have been proposed, if these bills were in place already, we wouldn't have the supply chain problem we have right now.
Right, of course.
Now,
very good point.
Yeah, it's you look at these things and you say to yourself, okay, I know you're a conservative senator. But let's be reasonable here. You know, if you had Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill in charge, this would have been negotiated out already. You really would have. I mean, you know, Tip O'Neill was a strong Democratic leader, but he also knew how to negotiate with Ronald Reagan, and they did get things done. But that's just not happening now, and not even close.
Well, part of that is the Republicans are 100% to a person against this larger infrastructure, the social safety net aspect of it. You know, they did get 19 senators on board for the hard cost infrastructure. You know, it's ready to go, the bipartisan one. It's the second one that has run into the logjam because they need all 50 Democrats So any one of them can create a sticking point. You know, it's it was criticism of President Biden for not getting his hands dirty getting in there. In the last couple of days, he has been doing that. And he's making one argument that this prestige of the United States is at stake. He's leaving at the end of next week for the G20, one of the big countries in Glasgow, and he wants to be able to go and say, we are the leaders, we being the United States, we are the leaders in trying to cut down carbon emissions, trying to improve the world's climate. He needs these votes to do that. And that's one of the pitches he's been making behind the scenes with Democrats, like, you've got to help us. There's much at stake here. And in fact, there is much at stake, and it's still really hanging in the balance.
You know, you just talked about the G20 and our environmental stance. The BBC did an incredible report, and a document has leaked that there are key nations that now are lobbying to change the climate change report. And to take a guess, you folks out there, what countries are at the head of trying to change the climate change report? It's Saudi Arabia, Japan, and Australia. They want to play down the need to move rapidly away from fossil fuels. Also, it shows that most wealthy nations are questioning paying more to power states to move to greater technologies. I mean, this is a disappointing leak when you read the memos.
Well, everybody has their own self-interest. Countries in the third world, including China, not in the third world, but they say, you know, you guys have polluted the environment because it's helped your economies. We should have the same right to do the same sort of things you did. And that's an argument that, you know, is in a way tough to come against because, yes, that's true that the civilized world, the first world, the U.S. and Europe, you know, pushed out all these carbons in building the countries. And now as the other countries are trying to catch up with us, we're telling them you can't do that.
And this story will either make you laugh or cry or be sick. Former President Donald Trump has announced plans. He's going to try to put together a social media network called Truth Social.
I saw that. A money grab. That's all this is. And yeah. It's amazing what he's up to. This is quite an undertaking. This follows on the heels of his other announcement this week where he essentially smeared the name of Colin Powell right after he was dead. He was one day after General Powell died, Donald Trump was talking about what a terrible man he was.
Yeah, a new low in not only presidential politics, but just being a human being.
It was really... You know, you use these words advisedly, but he was just being a jerk.
Yeah. No, nothing more. Nothing more and nothing less than that. I wonder how this man just functions. I mean, not only does he have a sexual lawsuit, which has been allowed to go forward, but now, on top of the Southern District of New York, Westchester County is now investigating the property taxes that the Trump organization got on the golf course in Westchester County. I mean, there's so much swirling around this man. It's amazing.
Right. None of those have led to any charges. He hasn't been charged anything yet. But the investigation is that essentially they lowballed the valuation of the property in Westchester County near Ossining. But when it came to insurance and other things, getting loans, they sort of spiked the value. And so one or the other was a fraud. One was not honest. And he's argued that's what everyone does, but that really is not much of a defense.
All right. Well, it's like I said, Washington dominates the news, but and that's a shame because there's so much going on in the world throughout. But what's going on in Washington does not spell very, very well for midterm elections, which are now, about a year and a half away.
Well, a year and a couple of weeks away, you know, and we've got a big election coming up for the governorship of Virginia at the beginning of November. And, you know, sort of the current thinking is that unless Joe Biden and the Democrats get their act together, you're going to lose that state to a Republican who's a Trump supporter and follower. You know, Nancy Pelosi is saying there should be some agreement by the end of this week, by tomorrow, she's saying, on the general framework, the structure of a social safety net package, and with a vote by Halloween. So trick or treat, Democrats.
What a perfect day to have a vote in the House of Senate.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I want you to have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Marshall.
Take care. Brian Ross and Real News here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.